Hi, I'm Miguel Gomez, the director of AIDS.gov. You're listening to New Media Conversations with AIDS.gov.
December 30th, 2008. Looking back and lessons learned. This has been a busy year for AIDS.gov. Along with you, we've learned about the potential of using new media to respond to HIV. You've told us how you are using new media, as well as the challenges faced and the lessons you've learned. This week, we turn the tables. What have we learned? Here are some thoughts from the AIDS.gov team. Miguel Gomez, director of AIDS.gov.
I've learned that many of my colleagues who are working on HIV/AIDS are like me a year ago and unable to define new media, and they don't yet know how to use new media to improve their effectiveness. In fact, in the last year, I've learned that we are all working to catch up with our friends and family members who are living with HIV/AIDS and who have already been using new media tools to connect with each other. They are accessing information on HIV/AIDS from a variety of sources. For example, blogs and the virtual world of Second Life, and using social network sites for support. The connections they are using have helped solve real-life problems and answer their questions about HIV/AIDS in an environment that often feels safe and informative and free of stigma.
Michelle Clark, Managing Director. I recognize the importance of a team approach in creating new media communications, including the voices of federal partners, new media experts, communication specialists, and the HIV community. And as the voice of the weekly AIDS.gov blog podcasts, it's been really fun participating in the creation process. The blog has been a great example of how we can repurpose content and information using different tools to reach different audiences.
Kathy Thomas, Technical Project Director.
This year, I learned that it is important to implement technology that adheres to the W3C standards for accessibility and proper coding, to focus on choosing a robust platform to support strategic growth, and to have metrics in place to evaluate the outcomes.
Jenny Anderson, Communications Director.
I've learned about the power of new media as a health communication tool. I've enjoyed seeing how social networks, blogs, virtual worlds, text messaging, Twitter, and wikis can facilitate conversations and information exchange. I've also learned about the tremendous opportunities for integrating traditional and new media to strengthen our health marketing and communications efforts.
Deb LaBelle, Director of HIV/AIDS Awareness Days.
As we heard this year, new data about the epidemic, I realized yet again that we absolutely still need all the tools we can get. I look forward to continuing to learn with community members about these emerging tools and how to appropriately integrate them in marking the National HIV/AIDS Awareness Days in 2009. These tools will help keep the dialogue going until the epidemic is over.
Michelle Samplin-Salgado, New Media Strategist.
I continue to be inspired by the work of our colleagues and partners. I have learned that new media is first and foremost about people collaborating, creating, sharing, learning, connecting, and listening. And I have learned how powerful a simple acronym with a big meaning can be. That's POST, People, Objectives, Strategy, and Technology.
Andrew Wilson, Web Content Manager.
This year, I learned that social media is fundamentally about the connections that you make with other people. The tools and technologies will evolve, but the relationships you establish are transcendent of the means through which you connect.
David Galliel, New Media Advisor.
For me, this has been a year full of relearning the value of new media at the personal, professional, national, and even global level. From witnessing the unprecedented use of social media and online communities to mobilize, engage, and activate citizens in our democracy, to witnessing the global family of participants in World AIDS Day on blogs, social networks, messaging, and photo sharing sites, and even in virtual worlds. In all these, the meaningful, measurable difference that appropriate new media tools and technologies can make in our daily work and our daily lives has never been more evident. Our challenge in 2009 is to sharpen our focus and make the best use of these means in our response to HIV/AIDS.
For more information, please visit blog.aids.gov. Again, blog.aids.gov.
And for more information about HIV/AIDS, please visit www.aids.gov. This is Miguel Gomez for AIDS.gov. Thanks for listening.